The foot is on Triple M.
It's never been bigger.
Oh, big atmosphere.
More massive moments.
What about that?
Every massive match.
The energy, the electricity is building.
Massive!
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Thursday night footy at the SCG. The undefeated Sydney Swans taking on the Essendon Bombers, who are coming off an almost perfect performance against St Kilda last week. A 75-point win. Ben Rutten would have been pleased about that. The Sydney Swans, a 45-point convincing win over the Richmond Tigers, the defending premiers, and the return of L. Franklin this evening. Liam Flanagan here for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. The man on the CBUS special comments this evening. 155 games in the red and white during his footy career. Troy Luff, good evening, Luffy.
Good evening, Liam. Oh, really looking forward to tonight. A couple of arch rivals. The Bombers goes back about 20 years, the rivalry these two teams have had, the Swans and the Bombers. And I'll tell you one thing, I hope a few more people turn up. There's probably only about 10,000 people in the house at the moment. We're only about 15 minutes away from bounce time.
Low numbers at the moment. It's a beautiful night for footy at the SCG in Sydney at the moment. Not much wind to speak of. Emma Friedman will be boundary side this evening, so no doubt she'll give us the weather conditions, the man calling all the action alongside myself. Brad Seaman. More. Good evening, Snapper.
Good evening, Flanners, listeners. Perfect night for footy. Mm. They'll be pouring out of the city at the moment. They always come in late here, Luffy. Thursday night footy, so Moore Park Road will be jam-packed right now.
Yeah, absolutely. As Luffy said, about 10,000 in the house at the moment. Capacity still at 75%.
Not no, it's at 100.
Is it at 100%, is it, Luffy?
You don't know the rules of your own state, Liam?
No, I'm not across it. So they're allowed full capacity, Troy?
From a week and a half ago, you're allowed 48,000 people at the SCG.
Oh, see, I can't get that many people in my house, Luffy. That's why I'm not across it. So. Yeah, very good. All right, so full capacity permitted. We'll see. Interested to see what we get tonight. The Swans travelling along very nicely. Let's bring in the fourth member of the call team for this evening. She'll be down on the boundary. She joins us in the box at the moment, though. Freeman, good evening, Freo.
Good afternoon or good evening, Liam. It's great to be here. I have noted that I've been wearing my bomber scarf in the box so far, and that hasn't been warmly received.
Controversially received in a box dominated by former Sydney Swans.
Exactly
great.
Right.
Freo, some news breaking today, though. The AFL has released the fixtures for round 7 and 8. What are the headline stories out of the new fixtures?
Of course, because we're going week by week at the moment, yes, in case of any COVID outbreaks across the country. Starting off on the 30th of April, Richmond, surprise, surprise, a Friday night game up against the Bulldogs at the G, and then Saturday of round 7. The Swans are rewarded Saturday afternoon, prime time up against the Cats at the SCG. So that should be an absolute beauty on a Saturday night. Mm. The Sunday, the Western Derby, Eagles facing Freo at Optus Stadium, and Essendon fans, you will face the Blues at MCG that afternoon. Round 8, Richmond also kicking off again Friday night against the Cats. Saturday, Essendon to come back up to Sydney to face GWS on Saturday afternoon. The Swans, another Saturday night game, this time at the MCG up against Melbourne. And then that night, the showdown between Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows.
We're looking at about a month away, and I wouldn't be surprised that by that stage, Victoria will be back to 100% capacity. Yeah. So there's a couple of big games that could potentially fill the MCG.
Absolutely. That first one, Luffy, Richmond up against the Bulldogs. Both teams you expect to be flying still in a couple of weeks' time. That's going to be an absolute ripper.
What do you make, Snapper, of the ability for the AFL to fixture things on the fly? I mean, it's out of necessity at the moment, but I like the idea that we can get a gauge of how these teams are actually performing and rewarding the teams that are performing with, you know, those blockbuster spots.
Yeah, is that the criteria?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's great that they can do that if that's in case comes into their framing of the round as such. But, I mean, it doesn't get too much bigger. I mean, Richmond deservedly get,
yes,
Friday night.
Of
best,
course.
Best team in the last 4 years. Why shouldn't they get that?
But I look at a performance like the Sydney Swans. Like, if they fixtured the Sydney Swans for the full season this year, they probably wouldn't have put them on too many prime time slots based on last year's performance.
Yeah, last 2 years.
And yet now, with what they've shown the opening three rounds, they deserve some big screen time.
Well, we might be digging deep. We might be finding some positives out of COVID.
I think, though, Liam, the tough thing is for the supporter. So you can't plan your trip to the footy. So we're at round 4 now. Round 7's just been released, which is 3 weeks away. So if you're an interstate supporter wanting to know when you can fly up to or fly down to watch your team, you can't plan that yet. You can't go, well, we'll just fly up Friday and go home Sunday. It'll play somewhere in between. you haven't got that option sometimes.
Well, he's always thinking about the people, Armand.
What it's supposed to be about.
Man of the people. This is the Triple M Footy Preview. Fareem Hot Water, built tough for Aussie conditions with the latest technology when it comes to water heating. Install Lareem. Both teams getting one big in for this game. Luffy Snap. Obviously, Dyson Heppel, the skipper for Essendon, comes back in after his back complaint missed last week. And the big number 23 for the Sydney Swans, Lance Franklin.
Well, I'll ask Benny Matthews about the game time we might see from Buddy Franklin. As we know, he came back against Adelaide, probably played maybe half the game, and pretty much the whole last quarter he sat on the bench, or the majority of it. So we'll see if, hopefully, he's had 10, 11 days since his last game. He's done some more training, a little bit fitter. We might see him out in the paddock for a little bit longer.
Well, you mentioned Ben Matthews, the assistant coach of the Sydney Swans. Let's get to him. He is standing down on the boundary, ready to have a chat. Good evening, Benny.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Benny, welcome back to the SCG, or back to Sydney after, 7 years in Melbourne. How was it working with Paul Roos?
Oh, look, it was really good. Roosie taught me a lot. When I first went down to Melbourne at the Demons, and, he spent 3 years there. We did basically a full rebuild at the D's. So, that was important. But at the end of the day, it was the good time to actually come back up to Sydney. And the first home game against the Crows, 2 weeks ago, was a really special one to come back. And the boys had a really good win. And, the season started nicely for us.
Certainly a good time to come back to the Swans, 3-0. Now Buddy Franklin comes back into the side. Are we going to see a little bit more game time from him this week? The first game against Adelaide, he was nursed in a bit, spent quite a lot of time on the bench, and then finished probably the last half an hour on the bench. He probably played about 5 minutes the last quarter.
Yeah, he only played 5 minutes. It was really about getting the right minutes into him and the right distance of work into him that first game. And we knew he was probably a little bit short coming in, but he'd actually done enough training to warrant getting picked and playing. So we felt that was best in terms of his ramp up through the season, understanding he wasn't 100% fit then. And we got a good block of training into him over the last sort of 9 or 10 days since he last played. A couple of really good sessions. Obviously didn't play last weekend, and he comes in ready again. So, and we expect him to play a few extra minutes, maybe 10 or 15 extra minutes. And, hopefully over the next 2 to 3 weeks, he starts building to full game time.
Hey, Ben, you're in charge of the defensive structures and the backman for this Sydney Swans outfit. Have you coached too many players who use the footy better than this young Braden Campbell?
Yeah, BJ, he's a beautiful kick. I mean, that left foot, he actually kicks it too hard, can you believe it, sometimes. It's too hard for the boys to mark it, especially the forwards that are, trying to do some work on a defender, and they're, flying at the footy. The ball's coming that quickly at them, and but it's not a bad problem to have just to try and teach him to take a little bit of heat off his kicks. So he's going really well. We've got, some nice users down there. Jordan Dawson's obviously a really nice kick, and Jakey Lloyd makes really good decisions as well. So BJ's just fitting in and doing his job nicely.
Got a few tough choices too tonight, Benny. They've got a bit of height down there. Peter Wright, Hooker, and obviously Stringer. Would Rampy take Stringer, and maybe McCartan take Peter Wright, and then who takes Hooker?
Yeah, look, probably Hook. Peter Wright sort of played a fair bit of ruck last week, given Draper went out of the team with injury. So Peter Wright, in terms of the matchups, he played majority as a ruckman. So it sort of leaves Hooker and young Harrison Jones as their taller ones. Jones is a younger sort of tall, and then Stringer goes down there as well, obviously after playing centre bounce. So we'll sort of hopefully get the matchups we want down there. Ramps can cover tall or small, and he'll definitely spend some time on Stringer. Stringer was seemingly back to form last week and really, really dangerous around goals. And, Hooker just creates a contest, kick 5 last week, and, he's an old pro, so we'd expect Tommy McCartan to sort of play on him majority of the night.
Ben Matthews, assistant coach at the Sydney Swans. Ben, can you believe your old teammate Troy Luff's made a fist of this media business in retirement?
Well, he used to, really rate his looks, so he did. I'm glad he's turned up on radio, to be honest, boys. I do see him do the odd cross on telly, but, he's better suited to radio.
If Benny can be a coach, I can work in the media.
Non-visual medium. Benny, appreciate your time. Best of luck for tonight.
Good on you. Thank you.
Let's get down to the boundary for Bob Jane T-Marts. Bob Jane T-Marts, get great tyre and wheel deals for safer holiday driving. Visit bobjane.com.au. To Emma Friedman. Freo, talk to us about the benches and the conditions at ground level.
Liam, at the moment, Luffy was absolutely correct about the crowd starting to stream in here at the MCG, which is good to see. In terms of conditions, we're about 20 degrees at the moment in Sydney with a slight easterly breeze. In terms of the medical subs, that's what everyone's talking about tonight. James Bell for the Swans, but David Zaharakis named as the medical sub for the Essendon Football Club. He is yet to feature in the club's 2021 campaign so far.
Oh, nice work, Freo. Zaharakis, Luffy, coming back from an injury, but off the back of that win last week, no space for him in the team.
No, there's not. I mean, it was a great win by the Bombers. Surprised everyone to beat the Saints by so much. And I think, and I was talking to Brad about this off-air, that the advantage of the subs today is that because it's a Thursday, they still get to play a game with their reserve team on the weekend. So Bell was actually the sub for the Swans last week. Now, if this was a Saturday, they probably wouldn't have used him as a sub again, meaning that he would have missed 2 weeks in a row. But because the reserves will play on the weekend, if he's not used, that is, he will get a game. So will Zaharakis get a game.
One of only two players in the squad this evening for Essendon that are 30-plus. This is a young Essendon side too. I mean, I understand a lot of hype and it is about Sydney's youngsters, and possibly rightly so. But this is a young Essendon side that's facing them tonight too, that completely dismantled St Kilda last week.
Well, you mentioned the hype around the Sydney youngsters. Three rising stars to start the 2021 season. Never been done before. No club's ever received three rising star nominations on the trot. Chad Warner last weekend with his performance against Richmond. But you mentioned those young kids for the Bombers, Snapper. Harrison Jones, Nick Cox, Archie Perkins, three young men, all eligible, all playing tonight and coming off strong performances last week.
Yeah, and there's probably a dozen of 14 that are 24 and under also. You know, the likes of Waterman, McGrath, Snelling, Parrish, Langford, and the like Francis, terrific game last week, possibly his best game thus far. They have the talent runs deep at Windy Hill also.
And tell us, Liam, Nick Cox is 200 centimetres tall. You were telling us before what he does a 2K time trial in.
6 minutes and 5 seconds, Luffy.
6 seconds and 5 minutes.
6 minutes and 5 seconds. He won Essendon's pre-season 2K time trial. The kid can fly, and he can also use the footy very nicely, as he showed last week. Luffy, key matchups in this first term as we see Big Buddy heading down to the Gold Square at the Ram weekend.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. If Peter Wright is mainly in the ruck, then it won't be an issue. But if he goes forward with hooker, with Stringer, you'd probably put McCartan on Peter Wright and then Rampy on Stringer, and then it's who takes hooker.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy.